Pakistan's ambassador to the United States, Rizwan Saeed Sheikh, reaffirmed the country's commitment to peace while warning that any attack on its territory would be met with full force. His statement follows heightened tensions between Pakistan and India after a deadly attack in Pahalgam, located in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eotk, on April 22, which killed at least 26 tourists. India has blamed Pakistan for the incident without presenting evidence, prompting Islamabad to strongly deny any involvement and offer to participate in a credible and transparent investigation. In retaliation, India imposed several punitive measures, including suspending the Indus Waters Treaty, revoking visas for Pakistani nationals, and closing the Wagatari border crossing. Pakistan responded by expelling Indian diplomats and military advisors, cancelling visas for Indian nationals, except for Sikh pilgrims, and shutting down the border crossing on its side. In an interview with ABC News, Ambassador Sheikh stressed that while Pakistan desires peace, it should not be seen as a sign of weakness. If there is any attack on our territory, Pakistan will respond with full force, he said, adding that the stakes were high in a region where two nuclear powers stand on the brink of confrontation. We do not want tension in the region, but if two nuclear powers come face to face, nobody knows where it goes. The ambassador also questioned India's handling of the Pahalgam incident, stating that New Delhi had not provided any evidence to Pakistan or the international community. India cannot shift the burden of its oppressive policies, electoral compulsions, or administrative failures onto Pakistan, he said. Sheikh further emphasized that if the presence of 700,000 Indian troops could not ensure peace in Eotk, it should serve as a moment of reflection for India. He also highlighted Pakistan's role in the global fight against terrorism, stating, "Pakistan has played a frontline role in the global war against terrorism."